A wind advisory remains in place across much of the region until 6 p.m. this evening. A west to northwest wind will intensify and blow between 15 and 30 miles an hour, with gusts topping 55 possible as well. Downed trees and tree limbs may result in scattered power outages and blocked roads. Drivers of high-profile vehicles need to be particularly careful in the gusty conditions. As the coastal low took shape and continued to deepen, the pressure gradient remained tightly compressed. It will begin to weaken later in the day as a ridge of high pressure builds in from the west. With the ridge building in, the winds will diminish overnight into Wednesday, and coupled with mostly clear skies will allow for daytime heating to escape rapidly into the atmosphere and temperatures to plummet into the teens and 20s across the region, a solid 5 to 15 degrees below normal in spots. High pressure will remain in control for Wednesday, with the high starting to shift off the coast and the return flow on the backside of it bringing milder air on southerly breezes and ample sunshine to add to the warmth. Clouds will begin to increase Wednesday night as an area of low pressure approaches the region. That storm moving from the Great Lakes Thursday with plenty of clouds and also a warm southwesterly wind, which will aid in developing quite a warm day for most on Thursday before the cold front begins to move through and ushers in some cooler air for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe storms across parts of southern Florida, also a marginal risk of severe storms across parts of the central high plains. The risk for a couple of strong to severe storms capable of hail and or a wind threat is forecast for portions of the central high plains and South Florida this afternoon. The past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high Monday of 91 at Miami, Florida, to a low Tuesday morning of 12 degrees at Champion, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the low 50s. Quite breezy, too. A northwest wind 20 to 25 miles an hour with gusts as high as 40 possible. In Boston, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Quite windy as well, and some of those gusts could get near 50 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high in the low 40s and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 50 degrees with a record of 85 set in 1946. Normal minimum temperature is 31 degrees with a record of 0 set in 1923. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise was at 6:42 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:18 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today. It'll be cooler with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, a chance of snow, sleet, and rain after midnight. Little or no snow or sleet accumulation. It'll be cold with lows in the upper 20s and temperatures rising into the lower 30s after midnight. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today. Cooler with highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain, and mainly after midnight. Lows will be in the mid-30s with temperatures rising to near 40 degrees after midnight as well. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny, then becoming mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of snow in the evening, then snow or sleet likely after midnight with an inch or two of accumulation possible. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny and cooler today with highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow or rain or sleet in the evening, then rain or snow likely after midnight. Temperatures in the lower 30s and rising to near 40 degrees after midnight. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today, cooler with highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain or snow likely, mainly after midnight. Near steady temperature in the middle 30s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, mostly sunny and milder with highs in the low and mid-50s. Showers likely Thursday with highs in the low and mid-60s. Showers likely Friday, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Saturday, highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. And Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of rain or snow showers and highs in the low and mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.